Chapter 4 Addison walked on all fours with his snub nose in the air, while the man-thing called Grunt scampered around us like a psychotic puppy. From behind tufts of grass and the shack scattered here and there, I could see faces peeking out at us, furry, most of them, and all of different shapes and sizes. When we came to the middle of the plateau, Addison reared up on his hind legs and called out,
"Don't be afraid, fellows! Come and meet the children who dispatched our unwelcome visitor!"
One by one, a parade of bizarre animals ventured out into the open. Addison introduced them as they came. The first creature looked like the top half of a miniature giraffe sutured onto the bottom half of a donkey. It walked awkwardly on two hind legs, its only limbs.
"This is Deirdre," said Addison. "She's an emu raff, which is a bit like a donkey and a giraffe put together, only with fewer legs and a peevish temper.
She's a terrible sore loser at cards," he added in a whisper. "Never play an emu raff at cards. Say hello, Deirdre."
"Goodbye,"
Deirdre said, her big horse lips pulling back into a buck-toothed grin.
"Terrible day, very displeased to meet you."
Then she laughed, a braying, high-pitched whinny, and said,
"Only teasing."
"Deirdre thinks she's quite funny," Addison explained.
"If you're like a donkey and a giraffe," said Olive, "then why aren't you called a donkey raff?"
Deirdre frowned and answered,
"Because what kind of an awful name is that? Emu raff rolls off the tongue, don't you think?"
And then she stuck out her tongue, fat, pink, and 3 feet long, and pushed Olive's tiara back on her head with its tip. Olive squealed and ran behind Bronwyn, giggling.
"Do all the animals here talk?" I asked.
"Just Deirdre and I," Addison said. "And a good thing, too. The chickens won't shut up as it is, and they can't say a word."
Right on cue, a flock of clucking chickens bobbled toward us from a...